This is HPR episode 2523 entitled, Run Linux on a Windows Box. It is hosted by JWP and is about 13 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is HP Streambook with Windows 10.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP, and I'm going to do a Hacker Public Radio thing about my HP Streambook, and it's utter failure with Linux, and having to go get a Windows 10 license, and how that felt, and what that was about. And then I want to talk about the Microsoft Store and installing Debian on the Microsoft Store. So a couple of years ago in a pawn shop in Corpus Christi, I found a HP Streambook that was given the blue screen of death, and I knew exactly what it was. The person that had the box before pawned it, didn't come back for it, and it didn't have a power supply or anything like that. And so I think I got it for like 90 bucks because it was broke, and then I put Mint on it, and it worked for a very long time with Mint on it with no problem at all. And then I upgraded, and I could never get the Windows driver to work. I tried four or five different distributions. I tried going to the Realtek Git thing and recompiling the module every time, and you know, eventually it just got to be such a pain in the butt that it wasn't a pleasure to use the thing anymore. And I was using an Ethernet cable dongle a lot. And so I said, well, let's think about this, what it is that I need this thing for. And what it basically is that it connects other things and it plays media. Okay, and so I said, well, let's see. So I had to, because I do iTunes, I had to have a Windows 10 box, and it's a really old box. I've had it for a long time, and it runs Windows 10 and iTunes, and that's all the thing does, and it stays off most of the time. But I felt that since I've had an Apple account since pretty much the very beginning of the iPod revolution, that I should, have a copy of all of my things from Apple. So it was there, and I had to redo the box, and it didn't like my Windows license that I had. I forget where I got. I think I got the license from work, and so I said, okay, well, I'll bite the bullet and I'll go buy the 99 euros for the Windows 10 Home. And what I didn't know was that when you register the Microsoft key for 99 bucks and you buy it in the EU, in particularly Germany, you yourself are entitled to use that license at any time on any box, as long as it's not multiple boxes connected at the same time. And so I said, okay, well, so I got the copy of Windows on a stick. I took Mint off, put Windows 10 on, installed all of my sync things. So the Google, the Dropbox, so this is basically to keep all of my little content together. And it's only got a 32 gigabyte internal, and I put a 128 gigabyte micro SD card in it. So it does keep some things there, but Overall, the Windows 10 experience so far has been pretty good. I have to wait a little bit when I turn it on because it does all the syncing and the malware thing and all that neat stuff. So that happens. But I didn't have any trouble with the license. And I was pretty bummed that I couldn't do Linux anymore. And so I tried the CYGen run Linux and Windows, and I could never get the repo to download everything correctly. But interestingly, I heard on a podcast that you could get Debian in the Microsoft Store, so I clicked on the Windows 10 icon on this HP Stream, and I went to the Windows Store. I typed Linux, and there was a bunch of Linux stuff in there, and so I wanted the Debian GNU Linux, and it was a 79 megabyte download in the store. And then now it's switched. I'm going to click the launch and see what it does. And let's see. It says the WS optional is not enabled. Please enable it and try again. Press any key to continue. Don't know what that is. So I have to enable the WSL component. Pause. So we're back now. So what I had to do was, there's this thing called Windows PowerShell, and it's installed on the computer. And it, by the way, it's a copy and paste function. It's a real pain in the butt. So I had to get this Windows PowerShell, and of course Ubuntu already has on Ask Ubuntu exactly how to enable this WSL feature in Windows. So what it is you have to open this PowerShell, and then you have to copy the command that's on Ask Ubuntu about enable, and you have to run it as administrator. So I had to figure out how to do that. So what you do is you press the Windows key, you find the PowerShell in the application section, you right click on the PowerShell thing and run as administrator, ask you if you really want to do it. You click it. You again figure out how to paste the simple text from Ask Ubuntu into the tool. I had to use the notepad and then put it into notepad and then right click because it didn't want to do it directly from the Edge browser. So of course it needed a reboot. So I've never really redone an Audacity project before, but it seems to work really fine. So we're learning many, many things doing this. And so I click the install, and it says this may take a few minutes, and now it wants a Linux username. So I type my Linux username, and I typed it in, I press enter. I'm waiting for it to it says, please create a Unix user account. The username does not need to match your Windows username. Okay. And then it wants a password, and retype the password, and password updated successfully. It's got my machine name, and now I have a thing on it. And let's see if out of the box I can SSH. So SSH, my username at sdf.lonestar.org, SSH not. So I have to sudo apt get install SSH. Sudo password for JWP, unable to locate the package SSH. So it's not sudo apt get install SSH, it's sudo apt get install open SSH. So let's see if that'll get it in. And again, the Debian just comes as a Windows app. Let's paste Control V. And it doesn't like that. Okay. And so we have to do sudo in front of that. And unable to locate package OpenSSH client. So I guess I got to do some more reading about how to install. Okay. So maybe I should do sudo apt get update first. Yeah, okay, so sudo apt get update is, it goes through the stretch release, so it says debian.org, and then it's stretch release, and it's going through the normal, looks like normal Linux. I should have thought it to do the update, update and upgrade immediately. I just thought it would be there out of the box. So it appears that in the moment that nothing really is there, that you get something that has apt in it. And let's see, so does it have SSH? No, it doesn't have SSH. So that would be the first thing that I would want. So let's try that sudo apt. And sure enough, it works like a champ. And it's 10.7 megabytes. So now I have a fully working console without using any virtualization technology. So no Hyper-V, no big space, no anything at all. And I've got a full Debian stretch SSH client. And I'm sure I can do Emacs and Vi and Nano. And I can run my Linux console life to perfection, I would guess, in this as, and I would assume that it's only as a client. I can't do it as a like set up a server, but I could check and see. But I'm not gonna mess around and mess this up. It seems to be really one thing that I will do notice is that it seems to be running a little slower than it would natively on there, but it's installing. It seems to be doing quite well. Okay, so it's done. So now we can go back to the original command, which was SSH to sdf.lonestar.org. You get your free shell account there, and let's see, I did that, and now I'm waiting. And will it let me, yes, please save the fingerprint and password. Okay, so I'm in. I'm in, and I really like that sdf.org because it lets you that lonestar.org because it lets you have that old Alpine mail server, mail account thing, mail client like Nano. You can't do very much else there, and they do some free democracy SSH tunneling. So like if you live in a place that's going to repress you, like China or something. SDF will let you SSH to them and point your browser, tunnel your browser through there so you can read whatever news you want or Facebook or Twitter without government interference. All right, hey, I hope you like this. It was a little strange because I sort of did it on the fly. I didn't have notes or anything, but I'll try to, I hope that it was helpful. So you can, it, my Debian Linux install is text only, and it looks everything like I would get from Raspbian on a Pi, that I carry in my my work briefcase. All right, hey, take care, be safe, and if you need anything, drop me a note at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Heka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.